This is a sound that you don't hear very often in America anymore. An industrial sewing machine cranking out something to wear inside a factory. It's rare because the vast majority of U.S. apparel is made overseas. So what will it take to get that Made in the USA label back into some of your clothes? Pietro Ravoli is an economist at Georgetown University and author of The Travels of a T-Shirt in a Global Economy. Professor, welcome. And I know this is a little flippant, but is anyone making clothes in America anymore?
So more than 95% of American apparel is imported. So that means there is somebody making clothes in America. There are not that many people.
Just not much. But it didn't used to be that way, right? Because if you look at the numbers, the production started to drop off, what, something like 20 years ago or something. What happened? Was it NAFTA? Was it new trade deals? Why?
Well, really, as recently as 1990, about half of our apparel was made at home in the U.S. A couple of things happened. First of all, the trade rules liberalized. That involved, first of all, China being admitted to the World Trade Organization, and also the U.S. went from having quantitative limits on how much apparel could be imported from a variety of countries to having those limits go away. Basically, the gate kind of opened.
But it is true. Now, if you fast forward to 2020, I mean, if you look at the numbers again, it looks like Made in America is at least trying to make some sort of comeback.
Absolutely. We see the past couple years of data, we've seen that curve kind of move the other way a little bit. There are a couple of reasons for that. One reason is it's always easier to do things closer to home. You know, you don't have to deal with transportation and logistics. You don't have to deal with waiting a long time for your goods to arrive. You don't have to deal with trade barriers. So there's all kinds of reasons that companies, you know, other things equal, would rather be producing here in the U.S.
Always easier, but not always cheaper.
Well, that was exactly the calculation that companies were doing all those years. You know, they were looking at, on the one hand, the much lower cost that they could achieve by going to particularly China for apparel production. And they were weighing that against all of these other factors. What's happened in the past couple of years is that calculation has shifted.
Is one of those reasons that companies are listening to their customers and that American consumers are starting to sort of pay attention to this more?
I do think there's a relatively small segment of consumers who are influenced by the notion of Made in America. The bigger issue is that technology is changing very, very rapidly. You know, the whole reason that it was cheaper to move apparel production to Asia was because of the difference in labor costs. You know, wages were just much lower, and apparel traditionally was a very labor-intensive product to make. You know, you needed lots and lots of people sitting at sewing machines. But gradually over time, you know, technology has improved and, you know, various parts of this process have been mechanized. And as we can start to replace people with machines, you know, you lose some of that original motivation for going abroad.
So you're saying maybe automation is starting to make a difference to bring some of these jobs back to the United States, but could you bring it back in any meaningful way? I mean, you know, what would it take to see those numbers that we had in the 1990s, for instance?
Well, remember, automation doesn't mean bringing jobs back. It means bringing production back. You know, a very, very simple example, when I was studying T-shirts, about 15 or so years ago, they figured out a way to basically knit the body of a T-shirt in a tube. If you look at a very old T-shirt, it has side seams, which means that, you know, a human being had to sit down and stitch those. So little by little, you know, these steps in the process have been mechanized. We can now make things, you know, like socks and pillowcases without any people at all. You don't need a person at a sewing machine. So I expect that trend to continue.
But does that mean that that T-shirt without the seams down the side is being made in the United States? Or can that still be done more cheaply in a place like China or Bangladesh?
So the more you mechanize it, the more the cost advantage tilts back to the U.S. or countries like the U.S. It is certainly still cheaper to produce clothing in Asia than it is in the United States. But that gap is narrowing over time.
So what would you say to a small batch manufacturer in the United States who's sort of just starting out, trying to make clothes here? What's the key to their success, and how steep is the mountain they're climbing?
I think there is a market, you know, for companies like that. I think there are consumers who are interested in Made in America. I do not think all apparel production is going to be back in the United States, but I think there is a, you know, a competitive space in this industry for companies that can be quick and close to their customers and address some of these trade policy uncertainties. And so there's definitely room in the market.
That was Georgetown University Professor Pietra Rivoli. And later, we'll go inside an American factory to see the sewing machines at work and to talk to the people who are trying to bring back the art of making clothes in America.